Georgia's the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Democratic State Representative Rua Roman announces her bid for governor. Twiggs County residents sue the county over a recent rezoning for a data center. And Atlanta leaders celebrate the opening of a new bike and pedestrian path running along Georgia Highway 400.
We want to get people out of their cars and, you know, improve emissions, all that kind of stuff that you need trails. You need places where people can get back on their bikes.
Today is Monday, September 29th. I'm Sophie Gratis, and this is Georgia Today. Democratic State Representative Rua Roman announced her candidacy for governor this morning. Roman said that grocery, housing, and healthcare affordability will be at the center of her campaign promises.
Georgia belongs to all of us, not just corporations and special interests. There will be those who doubt we can do it, but I know there's way more of us than them. We will build a movement.
She has represented a Gwinnett County House district since 2022 as the first Palestinian-American lawmaker elected in Georgia. Roman joins a crowded Democratic primary. Five other Democrats, including former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, former DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman, and former Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, already have jumped in the race. Neighbors of a large tract of timberland in Middle Georgia's Twiggs County are suing the county after a recent rezoning for a data center. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Data center real estate speculators Eagle Rock Partners convinced the Twiggs County Commission to rezone over 290 acres in the heart of the region's bear habitat for a data center which could use as much energy as a city of 300,000 people. In their appeal of the rezoning, residents allege the Twiggs County Board of Commissioners didn't follow county ordinance ahead of the vote. They say under local law, the project should have had a Development of Regional Impact, or DRI, review first. But right now, no one is doing DRI reviews for data centers. The Twiggs vote came after the state's Department of Community Affairs suspended the reviews to update them in light of unprecedented demands for water and electricity from data centers. New state DRI rules are expected in November. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Georgia Tech has formally opened its new aerospace laboratory, and the first projects already are underway. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports that they're collaborating with local and national organizations.
Engineering students in the new aircraft prototyping laboratory are researching, building, and testing electric and autonomous flight systems. The facility already has major collaborators, including the Georgia Department of Transportation and NASA. Aerospace engineering professor Brian German says a 1,000-pound electric aircraft is their first major endeavor.
That's a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, similar in capability to a helicopter, but very quiet. And we're doing that with NASA as a research project to test the technologies that go onto those sort of aircraft, again, to better support the U.S. industry.
Georgia Tech enrolls more than 2,000 students in its aerospace program. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Tropical storm Imelda has formed near the Bahamas and is forecasted to become a hurricane curving away from the southeast coast early this week. The National Weather Service says the effects of the storm on Georgia's coast include heavy rainfall, coastal flooding, dangerous surf, and marine conditions. Meanwhile, Hurricane Umberto remains a dangerous storm farther out in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says high surf from Umberto could also produce dangerous marine conditions and rip currents along Georgia's coast. Both storms are expected to curve away from the U.S. East Coast. Today marks 1 year since the fire at the BioLab chemical factory in Conyers, which forced evacuations and left lingering concerns about health and safety. Over the weekend, Rockdale County's Emergency Management Agency hosted its National Preparedness Day at Rockdale Career Academy. Residents got tips on how to prepare for both natural and man-made disasters. Edward Schaefer of Conyers says the training was eye-opening.
Just having things that you know you need in disasters will keep you way more at ease than it is if you don't have it.
The county partnered with fire, police, and emergency services for live demonstrations and resources. To hear more about the history of Biolab and the aftermath of the fire, listen to GPB's podcast, Manufacturing Danger, The Biolab Story. Season 2 is available today wherever you get your podcasts. A metal recycling company based in Germany has started production at an $800 million facility in Richmond County. Arubis AG says its plant in Augusta is now recovering strategic metals like copper and nickel that are crucial for energy infrastructure, artificial intelligence, and the defense industry. The company announced plans for the facility in 2021. Arubis says its first melt included Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Jens Hainfield, and Georgia Congressman Rick Allen, among others, in attendance. Atlanta leaders gathered on Friday for the opening of the latest section of Path 400. That's a bike and pedestrian trail running from Atlanta to Sandy Springs, much of it alongside Georgia Highway 400. The newly opened trail section took over 2 years to complete and includes a 60-foot-high bridge. Denise Starling of the nonprofit Livable Buckhead says the project is a way to bring the neighborhood together.
We want to get people out of their cars and, you know, improve emissions, all that kind of stuff. That you need trails, you need places where people can get back on their bikes and, you know, really start using them to get around.
The Atlanta Regional Commission has approved an $18 million grant to extend the trail another 2 miles to complete the connection to Sandy Springs. And in Georgia sports, the Atlanta Braves ended their season with a 4-1 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates on Sunday. Pitcher Charlie Morton got a standing ovation while exiting the game. It was potentially the 41-year-old's last major league appearance. Manager Brian Snitker remains unsure about his future with the Braves. The 69-year-old says he's, quote, teetering on the fence about retirement. The Atlanta Falcons bounced back from a tough loss to the Carolina Panthers by defeating the Washington Commanders 34-27 on Sunday. Quarterback Michael Penix Jr. was sharp. Wide receiver Drake London had his first 100-yard game of the season, and the Falcons never trailed, evening their record to 2-2. That's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you would like to learn more about these stories and hear more too, visit gpb.org/news. If you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, you can take a moment right now and do that. Keep us current in your podcast feed. If you have feedback, we would love to hear it. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Sophie Gradas, and we will see you tomorrow.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show is called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.